What's up, sunshine? Happy Friday. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, where I simply tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. Let's get you your news. We start with the trial and landmark case that could change the landscape of social media. A California jury found Meta and YouTube liable on all counts in the case that accused the tech giants of intentionally addicting a young woman and injuring her mental health. The first of its kind decision is being heralded as a milestone moment in the long-running fight over accountability, following years of concerns from parents, advocates, and whistleblowers. Our Claire Duffy has an update on what this could mean for thousands of similar pending lawsuits. Hello, Claire.
Hey, Coy. Yeah, big moment in Los Angeles on Wednesday. This is the first time that a jury has found Meta and YouTube liable for knowingly creating addictive platforms that harmed the mental health of a young woman. This case was brought by a now 20-year-old woman named Kaylee and her mother. She accused Meta and YouTube of intentionally designing addictive features that got her hooked as a young child and harmed her mental health. And the jury sided with Kaylee on all counts in this case. They found that Meta and YouTube knew that their platforms could be harmful, failed to warn of those risks, and played a substantial role in Kaylee's mental health challenges. The jury has awarded a combined $6 million in punitive and compensatory damages for companies as big as Meta and YouTube parent company Google. $6 million is kind of a drop in the bucket, but this is just the start. Kaylee's was just the first of hundreds of cases to go to trial that have been brought by individuals, families, school districts, state attorneys general. All of that could force these companies to pay out potentially billions of dollars in damages if they keep losing, but also require them to make changes to their platforms. Now, listeners and viewers won't necessarily see those changes right away, but the kinds of things that parents and advocates would like to see change is no more autoplay videos, no more endlessly scrolling feeds on social media, no more beauty filters. Those are the kinds of things that advocates and parents hope could potentially come out of these lawsuits. And certainly they're also hoping that U.S. lawmakers are watching this decision very carefully and that that could motivate them to create some new legislation, some new guardrails for these companies. Now, Meta and YouTube do plan to appeal this decision. They say they respectfully disagree. That could draw out this case for potentially months, if not years. But certainly an important moment and a first step in terms of sort of shifting, I think, how we think about who is responsible for protecting young people online. Very important moment. We'll keep watching, Coy.
Tech company OpenAI is shutting down its video generating app Sora just months after its release. Pretty sure some of you have used similar apps to create videos, like whoever implanted me in this popular rapper walkout scene. Come on. Sora gained a lot of buzz after its release in September, but the app also drew criticism from copyright holders since it was widely using intellectual property and the likenesses of celebrities in the videos it generated. OpenAI says it will instead focus on other priorities. A source tells CNN a deal with the Walt Disney Company will not be moving forward due to the change. That deal would have cleared the use of Disney characters in Sora's AI-generated videos. The U.S. Postal Service says it's planning to impose a fuel surcharge for the first time ever. It's due to the rising costs amid the war with Iran. The 8% fee set to go into effect April 26th is temporary and only applies to packages, not letter mail. UPS and FedEx already have automatic surcharges that kick in when fuel prices go above certain levels. Gas prices are up about a dollar per gallon since the first U.S.-Israeli strikes. The White House has been announcing steps to try to get those prices down. The government's EPA, or Environmental Protection Agency, will now loosen its requirements for the summer blend of gas typically sold during peak driving season. It reduces smog, but it's more expensive to make. One oil expert tells CNN the move could reduce the average price per gallon by about 13 cents. Pop quiz hotshot humpback whales are known for their structured vocalizations known as songs. What's the longest song ever observed? 38 seconds, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, or 3 hours? Ooh. Well, you are good if you said 20 minutes. As far as we know, only males sing for mating displays and to communicate over long distances. In the Baltic Sea, rescuers are racing the clock to make a whale of a rescue. A 30-foot juvenile humpback whale got stuck in shallow waters just off Germany's northern coast earlier this week. Experts think that this might be the same whale recently spotted in a nearby harbor that already had a net gain after being freed from fishing nets. Rescuers have tried several methods to try to turn the tide, literally, from nudging the whale to turn it to using boats to create waves to help push it free. As of this taping, crews are using a dredger and excavator to carefully dig a whale-sized trench beside it in hopes it will finally free this marine mammal. The whale has been moving. Experts say that they can go approximately a couple of weeks without eating. Let's hope rescuers can give this story a fantastic ending with the humpback whale finally saying, "See ya later." Are you looking to upgrade your personal rock collection? Perhaps a 66-million-year-old dinosaur skeleton could really triceratops off your decor. A wealthy collector in Singapore has decided to part ways with his. 26-year-old Cha Wei Yang, a crypto investor, gave CNN a tour of the vault that holds his near-perfect fossilized triceratops. They call it Trey. For almost three decades, it was on display at the Wyoming Dinosaur Center. Now, an auction house owned by Pharrell Williams is hosting its sale. Charles says it was a lifelong dream to own a dinosaur.
The appeal is universal. There's maybe like 2,500 dinosaur fossils in the world that are 60 or 70% complete. And I think more than half of them are in museums already. Out of all the alternative assets that I grew up seeing from, you know, wine, art, cars, I think dinosaurs are the most untapped.
Not everyone is roaring with approval. Some critics in the paleontology world don't think fossils should be in private hands. This dynamite deal is expected to sell for around $5 million. Auction ends Tuesday, so if you're a big bidder, it's time to bone up. March is Women's History Month, and today we are showcasing an artist whose work was tiny in size, huge in impact. Sarah Biffin became famous in the 1800s for painting incredibly detailed miniature portraits while holding the brush in her teeth. Born without arms or legs in England, Biffin taught herself to paint, write, and sew using her mouth. As a child, she performed at fairs where people could watch her inspiring process. It was then that people started recognizing her talent. With support from the Earl of Morton, she trained under a royal painter and went on to paint members of the British royal family. Her work would later be exhibited at the Royal Academy of Arts. This self-portrait showing her in the act of painting is believed to be the only one of its kind. Her legacy lives on as an example of determination, creativity, and breaking barriers. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10 is gaining ground, no pun intended. Girls flag football is booming in the United States with about 25,000 more players joining last year alone. The sport has also expanded to nearly 1,000 additional high schools nationwide, including at Monsignor McClancy Memorial High School in Queens, New York, with the first and only all-girls team in the borough.
1, 2, 3!
The sport in general is the fastest growing sport right now in our country. You know, you're going to see it in the Olympics, and especially among girls at the collegiate level.
That momentum is turning into action as players take the field, sharpen their skills, and further help put girls flag football on the map.
I really think it's good to motivate young female athletes to play new sports. We are doing great over here. A lot of girls are phenomenal, and women's sports are rising.
Almost time to do our touchdown dance. First, though, we have some shout-outs. This one goes to Mr. Bubaloo at St. Anthony Indian Mission in Zuni, New Mexico. Thank you for your comment about our environmental stories and for your inspiring your students to take care of this world. This shout-out goes to Mrs. Centrella, Mrs. Sklar, and Miss A at Lincoln School in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Thank you for all of these wonderful notes, and you are more powerful than you know. Yes, indeed, Debbie. Play that Friday music, Nadir. Remember that there's no such thing as overnight success. So as we pursue greatness, remember the Chinese bamboo plant. It remains underground for 4 years, being watered, getting strong. Then, bam, in the fifth year, it shoots up 90 feet tall in 5 weeks. Let's keep growing, y'all. Have an awesome weekend. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.